Tom Corkelman, the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, after some patchy morning fog, it's to be turning mostly sunny with a high around 78. Kenosha at this hour, 56 degrees, 53 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 55 and 59 in Racine. Some 200,000 cans of water from Miller Coors standing by for dispersal in North Carolina once the impact of Hurricane Florence becomes evident. That water, like the rest of the help from Wisconsin, is on standby mode in the hurricane zone. Badger State volunteers, they're waiting for the storm to move out so they can move in and help the people they're in need. In Kenosha, the body of a young male discovered by some Carthage College students on the Lake Michigan shoreline, that is, behind the school, has been identified now as Donovan Anderson, the boy disappearing last week. 17 years old, he went to Indian Trail High School, went into the harbor by the North Pier with a schoolmate. The schoolmate got out safely, but he got caught up in the strong currents. Anderson's death, the latest tragedy off Kenosha's shoreline, as part of the city's government debate about improving safety there. Things like life rings, even fencing off the North Pier. It's an issue that'll be part of the council agenda next week. In Milwaukee, the public health office says they probably have their first human case of West Nile virus this year. It has not been confirmed at this point, though officials indicate it is a probable case. West Nile in humans, it tends to peak, according to a health official, in late summer or early fall as more people are out at dusk, and along with the mosquitoes that carry that disease. It was a glaring absence at the Racine Affirmative Action and Human Rights Commission meeting. Alderman Ray DeHaan, who died a week ago, and whose impact was discussed by the other members. Alderman John Tate II appreciating DeHaan's desire for fairness. Alderman Mary Land remembering him when she was just a child, going back to the days of St. Stanislaus Church. She said later he helped her learn the ropes of being an elected official.
He was a great activist for fairness, for human rights, for workers' rights, for social justice. That's why he was such a good member of this committee. And he's going to be dearly missed.
The commission offering up a moment of silence. Then later, at the urging of Pastor Mark Freeman, they all applauded the dedication of service of the late Alderman Ray DeHaan. A settlement to a lawsuit in Dane County filed against the district attorney Ismail Ozan and his staff by Robert Jamboys, the former assistant DA there in 2015-16, also the one-time district attorney in Kenosha County from 1989 until 2005. Jamboys claimed that Ozan had forced him to resign after challenging his boss in the August 2016 primary election. The suit was dismissed ahead of a September 24th federal court date because of a $350,000 settlement being reached. No admission, however, of any wrongdoing by anybody. Jamboy's attorney says the settlement legitimizes his client's claim that his First Amendment rights were violated. One of Ozan's lawyers said that lawsuit initially had sought $2.5 million in damages. There's no mention of it on the group's Facebook page or website, but the Kiwanis Club of Greater Racine has voted to disband at the end of the year. That's the club, one of three in the Racine area, behind the annual Pancake Day event, which is the first Saturday in May, which, of course, has been around for over 60 years. Talks, though, have reportedly taken place with at least one of the other two groups. Kiwanis Club President Randy Savaglio, in an email reproduced in the Journal Times, indicates it was actually a decision that was coming for some time. He points out Kiwanis International does not allow clubs to merge. He also says other service organizations can contact him about maybe getting involved with Pancake Day. In Kenosha Circuit Court, Judge Mary Kay Wagner orders Anthony Kimmons to 20 years in prison. That for a pair of home invasions back in July and August of last year. An elderly man was the victim both times. The 20-year-old Kimmons pleading guilty to armed robbery by use of force. He'll also be on 14 years of extended supervision once he gets out. The 78-year-old victim, according to court records, sold his house out of fear because of what happened. Both times he was tied up at gunpoint. The high number of evictions in the city of Racine was front and center in a presentation to the Affirmative Action and Human Rights Commission. Franny Lassa with Legal Action of Wisconsin explained just how the eviction process works in court. But she also said it's really not fair for the tenants.
If it's intimidating for me, I mean, it's intimidating for somebody who's never seen the process before, who's scared of losing their housing. And even if they have a valid defense, why are you there? You're there to lose your housing.
Gay Lorenzen, the leader of the Halo Shelter, talking about the need for educating tenants as well as programs about eviction.
We've looked at risk factors, who is more likely to be evicted, and if they are evicted, who is more likely not to be able to access housing. And you know, you're looking at larger families, because it's hard to find units more than three bedrooms in this community. So when you have a large family, if you get evicted, it's hard to find another place.
City housing specialist Brendan Saunders noted evictions began rising noticeably back in the 80s, then they really exploded back in 2000. Property managers will be a part, he said, of a future meeting. In Sturtevant, a change in plans keeping the plan commission there from giving conceptual okay to a proposed Kennedy Conference Center near the train station. Scott Lundston of Keller Incorporated designed the building, told members of the panel that because of some budget constraints, the building is going to be completed now in two phases.
The concept itself has not really changed. Yes, there's two phases, but the building, the use, the look of it, the facade, none of that has changed. The where it's located on the property has not changed.
Village Administrator Mary Coldo told the commission that the development deal with Dr. Mark Kennedy and his wife, that has to be updated to include the change in plans before the commission can act. Lundston said it is still hoped that groundbreaking can occur in December. And the tax levy and the tax rate on property bills in Kenosha Unified, at the end of the year, they're expected to be slightly lower, though individual assessments will vary based on district property values, expected to be up about 5.5%. The tax rate in Kenosha Unified to be $9.63 per thousand of valuation. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section of it and throughout the day. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.